Hey friend, welcome to Jesus and Coffee. Today we're going to talk about commitment. Now, that's a scary word for some people. And for others, we may not be scared of the word, but we may be scared of the work. I say that to say, a lot of times we'll seek God, asking God to change our circumstances, when He sometimes offers us the opportunity to change them ourselves. And maybe we don't see the opportunity for what it is because it requires a little bit of work to make it happen, such as, you know, a recipe. If God presents you with, you know, noodles and spaghetti sauce and some meat, it's a very basic spaghetti, but it's spaghetti, right? You just got to do the work to create it. And I think that some of us are asking God to do a thing, and God is coming to us with all of the ingredients. The door has opened. He's aligned us with some people. He's given us the knowledge, the wisdom. We have the gifts. We have the talents, and we are still sitting there asking God to give us a thing. When God is saying, I've already given it to you. It's just going to require some work. It's going to require some commitment. It's going to require some dedication. It's going to require you to do it when you're tired, when you don't feel like it, when people aren't clapping, when you're posting it on social media and no one likes it, when it hasn't started trending yet, when no one's buying it. You have to commit to the end goal from the beginning, because everything doesn't just hit and everything doesn't come done. We've gotten so accustomed to these meals that you can walk down the grocery store aisle and, you know, open up a freezer door and boom, it's a meal for a family of five. Well, our grandmothers didn't have that option. They had to sit in the kitchen and prepare something yesterday that was going to be cooked today, and you might not eat it till tomorrow. Come on. I want you to get back into that mind frame. Get back into the way of thinking that, you know, this next level of life is going to require something of you, that it's going to require you to lock in like you've never locked in before, that you've got to silence the noise, whether it's the noise from friends or family or, you know, the community or social media scrolling or the noise inside of your mind that tells you that this is supposed to be easy or that nothing good happens for you. So it's not going to happen that way for you. One thing I know about God is in the blessing business, and God does not mean you to struggle and suffer. He wants you to succeed. He wants you to be blessed. God loves you. He favors you. He knows your heart posture, but He also knows who you are. He knows your little lazy seasons. He knows your quirks. He knows the work you're trying to avoid, and He knows the things that have to happen in order to build more character in you. So is it that you're asking God for a thing, or is it that you're trying to avoid the thing you have to do to make it happen? You know, a lot of times you hear people talk about commitment issues when it comes to relationships, or, you know, maybe they don't want to start a business because they don't want everything on their shoulders, or maybe they don't want that job at work, that title, right? They'd rather stay right where they are, because when you move them to a different level, then, you know, different requirements are expected. If that's you, I just want to say, it's okay. That can be you. You don't have to want a long-term relationship, but you can't sit at home desiring marriage and be fearful of committing to a relationship. You can't be at work desiring promotion, but not want the title or the workload. And you can't sit in your prayer room seeking God to give you a thing that you aren't willing to work for. So today I really want you to ask yourself the tough questions. Am I doing all that I can? Have I checked all of my boxes? Am I asking God what more He expects of me? And am I really ready for what I'm asking God for? Because you don't get that bigger blessing without having to do a little bit of work so that you can sustain it. So from whatever season you are in right now, whatever that thing is that you are leaning on God for, I just want to ask you today to take some time to make sure that you aren't what's holding you up. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for allowing us to join yet again today, Lord. Thank you for not having AI wipe me out, Lord, and a little robot ain't come up with Jesus and coffee. So, Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for giving me the word to share with, you know, my friends today. Thank you that, Lord, whether it's one or 1,000, that these episodes just continue to fulfill whatever purpose they are meant to fulfill on this earth. So thank you for that. Thank you that we are learning to commit a little more. Thank you that we are not only gaining the discernment that leads us down the path we are to walk, but Lord, that we are gaining the strength, that we are releasing the fear, and that we are allowing ourselves to attach more to you and to align our ear with your voice so that everything that we are meant to be doing and every way that we are meant to be going is in perfect alignment with your word and the purpose that you have for our lives. Lord, I thank you for all that you have done thus far, and we know who you are, so you are not done yet. We thank you that you are creating in us whatever we need to be able to continue on through the journey that you've laid out before us. Thank you that you are allowing us to say no to things that are not meant for us and to say yes to things that are meant for us, even if they scare us. Lord, thank you for who you are. Thank you for all you've done. And thank you that you have created in us the ability to do a great work in this world. Allow us to see it and allow us to forge forward boldly, confidently, and knowing that we are fully capable of whatever you have assigned to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day today, friends. I'll catch you next time on Jesus and Coffee.